Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Mark Gorland is here. Mark is an amazing entrepreneur, a serial entrepreneur. He is the co-founder and former executive at Cabbage, the online lender, the fintech company. Started that a long time ago and helped grow it into something pretty significant now. He's in the meantime, he's left that company and moved on and founded another company called Roadie. He's now the founder and the CEO of Roadie, which is a crowdsourced delivery service, which is not a term you hear very often. He's our new friend, Mark Gorland. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you here. So we all know what delivery services are. And if people who listen to my show for very long, they know what crowdsourcing is, because I've been reporting on crowdsourcing for years. But not too many of us have seen those two terms put together. So why don't you help us out?
Sure. The crowdsourced delivery, it's like rideshare for packages. Roadie taps into a network of regular folks and passenger vehicles to provide same-day delivery, you know, for consumers, small businesses, and we do it for big brands.
So it's Uber, for delivery. It's Uber for delivery.
Yeah, it's like Uber for delivery, except everybody can be a driver. When you look out on the roads outside wherever you are right now, you see all these cars going north, south, east, and west. And we essentially allow you to attach packages to those cars that are already on the roads to get paid for doing what you're already going to do that day. Crowdsourced delivery is an industry disruptor for the courier and delivery service industry. It's just like Uber and Lyft disrupted the taxi industry.
Well, in New York City, especially, that's my best memories. For decades, for generations, there were individuals who bebopped packages and envelopes and letters and whatever, all crisscrossing the city over the years. I can remember sitting in a cab, and all of a sudden, I looked out my window, and there was a guy holding onto the handle of the door on his bicycle. He was catching a ride on the side of the cab, taking a delivery. And they were delivering sandwiches, or they were delivering, you know, $1 million checks or whatever. That was going on back in those days. Now you're talking about democratizing that all over the country.
We are. It's kind of interesting because we do grocery delivery in New York City, and we also do grocery delivery in Houma, Louisiana, the road from you. So it's interesting because they're very different types of places to be doing all this, but it works equally as well. We kind of got our lick starting it in the airline space. You know how a lot of the airlines will lose your bag from time to time.
Right.
So our friends at Delta let us practice it down in Daytona Beach, where honestly they only had 0 to 2 bags a day, mainly going to dudes at bike week. And we wound up making it faster where it wasn't taking, you know, 8-10 hours or 3 days later.
Right.
And we went to Phoenix and Charlotte and all these other places, and it got us deliverable all over the country. So it works in D.C. and Philly and Phoenix and Atlanta and Orlando, but it also works in Chattanooga, Tennessee and Eugene, Oregon and Savannah, Georgia. You know, smaller towns that typically are not getting all these services up front.
What are the requirements of a driver? I mean, what do you require a driver? You know, in an Uber, by the way, I love Uber. I get an Uber when I go to big cities. I take Uber all the time. It's a great app. But I get in their cars. The car's clean. The guy offers me a bottle of water. We have a nice conversation. The lady does if she's a driver, and I have certain expectations. When somebody gets a delivery from one of your drivers, what are their expectations?
Well, I mean, we represent some pretty big brands. So when you're delivering for, you know, the Home Depot all over the country, or Tractor Supply, or Walmart, or Coca-Cola, or others, you know, you've got to maintain that. So our drivers, everybody's fully background checked, motor vehicle checked. You know, but the expectations you're going to have a professional driver. A lot of them are wearing roadie t-shirts or a roadie hat, which we make sure they have if they want one. We have actually a very cool trucker hat
the delivery to me, if I have a package coming to me, the delivery wouldn't be necessarily one that I would contact Roadie and have you deliver that package to me. It would be more like whoever I bought it from locally would have one of your people deliver it to me. And I don't know who's bringing it to me. I don't realize until they get there that it's the Roadie delivery person.
Well, it depends. Yeah, if you order a drill at Home Depot right now, they're gonna send it over to us through technology, and then we're gonna have the gig, and we're gonna bring it to you at the time you ask for. But if you are a small business somewhere, that's setting it up, you know, you're gonna know. I mean, if Delta happened to misplace your bag and is bringing it to you, and you know, coming into Montgomery Airport, you're going to get told by them that Roadie's going to bring it to you, and then you're going to get a text and be able to track it, just like a pizza, that it's coming your way. So we're the only national delivery service that works for consumers and businesses.
But if I wanted to do that myself as a small business, I could, is there an app? Is there a place where I can go and say, okay, I've got once a week I need to have this delivered across two counties or across town or something like that. I need to make sure somebody's going to be here to pick it up on time.
Absolutely. You just go to roadie.com, roadie.com, and you can set up an account or call us and we can help you. But you can set up as a small business. And that's the thing with the whole pandemic going on. I don't want all my neighborhood businesses to close.
Right.
And the reality of everybody who's working from home right now is we're going to need these folks more than ever.
It's
a terrible irony. Main Street is facing its greatest existential threat when we need it the most.
That's exactly right.
But it's something that small business can handle. Mom and pops have been down before. They've had their knock for decades. They've had malls, they had big boxes, they had Amazon.
2008 killed us.
I know, but what Amazon started, it seems like coronavirus is trying to finish. And if you've got to get with it as far as e-commerce goes, so you can grow right along with it. If customers can't get out and get into your stores, you need to bring your stores to them.
That's exactly right. This is another service, folks, another layer of our economy, another niche of a niche that's helping us be more productive. I encourage you to check it out. Roadie, roadie.com. Is that right? Did I say that right, Mark?
That is it. That
Mark
is
Gorman,
it.
Ladies
if you want to be
the
a
founder
driver,
of,
you can download the app.
Founder of Roadie. We'll come back. I'm going to get him to. We're gonna get him to talk to us about what's it like being an entrepreneur these days, getting something started. What's his advice to somebody who might want to do that right now? Maybe the next generation, Mark Gorman. Quick break, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.